Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
You okay, say yeah, Dave.
Whatever.
Whatever, Dave.
It's the Whatever, Dave Radio Network, wherever fine podcasts are ignored.
Fellas, hello.
Whatever, Dave. It's a great honor to be here.
Well, look at all three of us in the same room at the same time.
How about that?
They said it would never happen.
What an anomaly.
Oh, my gosh. An anomaly. What a good word, Dave.
There nice of you to drag your drunken ass in here, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, it's been...
Is he liquored up?
Oh, my God. He reeks.
Really?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah, no, you know, I mean, look, it's been a tough month.
How dare you besmirch him that way?
We are heading into the holiday season, so yeah. Why not indulge, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Uh-oh.
Dave's Broncos are having a bad season. He's got nothing to wake up for.
Hey, they won in London. They won in London. Thank you.
I got to say, I wasn't expecting to start with the Russell Wilson take here, but I actually kind of feel bad for the dude.
Oh, yeah, right? I mean, they make fun of him doing his high step knees on the plane. And
well, I mean, here's the thing.
You know, yeah.
He leaves the Seahawks. On the way out, he says to Pete Carroll and whoever's head of the Seahawks, "You have no idea how high I can fly." And he's all ready to, like, you know, take a bet on himself and succeed. And it's been an abject failure so far. And on top of that, every game is on national TV.
Yeah, it's been a tough start.
That's the part that I feel bad
but,
about.
But we'll give them some time. We'll see if they can figure it out. You've got a new coach. You've got a new general manager. You've got a new offensive scheme.
I just hope they turn it around before you drink yourself into an early grave.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It has not been what anybody thought was going to be. There's actually only been one thing that I have predicted with this entire NFL season that has come true.
What's that?
And that's the Detroit Lions. That's it.
Well,
another thing I thought would never happen that actually happened is Elon Musk. He did it. That crazy son of a bitch finally did it. I did not think he was going to buy Twitter. I thought he was just being an erratic billionaire. but the deal happened. I'm not sure why he bought Twitter. It seems like... the reason he bought Twitter is just to terrorize the people working at Twitter because the first thing he did was lay off a bunch of management. Now he says there's going to be 50% layoffs afterwards. I don't know.
Boy.
It seems very vengeful and punitive to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are leaving the platform. I don't know. I mean, Twitter is probably the platform I've taken to the least. But if I had a big following on Twitter, I wouldn't leave it because Elon Musk owns it now.
No.
I mean, if he's laying off 50% of the staff, pretty soon it's going to be buggy. And it's probably going to go the way of MySpace. But until that starts happening... you know, I wouldn't change anything, and people are worried about it being an unchecked wild west of misinformation. But I feel like social media is that way anyway.
Yeah, perhaps he's prepping for the merger between Parler.
That could be. And I actually wonder about these other conservative social media sites like Parler. I don't think Rumble's a Twitter alternative. Mm. I think it's YouTube. But like Parler... Truth.com.
Is that a real one?
Yeah, Trump's.
No, Truth Social.
I'm sorry, Truth Social.
Yeah.
Truth.com, I think, was the anti-smoking thing.
Yeah, Truth Social, I read that people were upset because he hasn't pulled the restrictions off like he planned to, so they could get Trump back on before the midterms.
On Twitter or Truth Social?
On Twitter.
Yeah. Well,
even though Trump said he wasn't going to go back to Twitter, which I don't believe.
Well, because, I mean, Elon Musk taking this over kind of takes the wind out of the sails of these conservative social media sites because it's going to be, quote unquote, the Wild West of free speech. And that was the main selling point that people can go
say
on these.
They want.
Right.
But the conservatives are happy because they thought that he was going to. Bring back all these people that were banned before the midterms, and it doesn't look like it's happening as quickly as they thought it would.
Right. And also, it turns out Elon Musk did not bring back Kanye West. Kanye West was reinstated for some reason before Elon Musk took
over. He had nothing to do with it. Huh?
Right. So,
Kanye, Kyrie, those are two different stories.
What about that InfoWars guy? Is he still on Twitter?
Alex Jones? I don't know.
That's Mike. That guy.
I hope that guy's in the gutter, to be honest. Too.
I don't know if anybody that I've heard more rage from Mike Parsons than Alex Jones.
He is a molester of the First Amendment.
Oh, yeah. That's very poetic.
A couple weeks ago, Mike had
abusive, very nasty things to report on Alex Jones. And
yes.
You know, before we get into your stack of stuff, Dave, since I'm airing my grievances and talking my smack, words come out that, you know, every year after Halloween, everyone likes to speculate when the Christmas music's going to start on the radio. Mm-hmm. And normally I'm excited because I'm in a festive mood. but last year, and this just popped back into my head as a memory, that last year I actually came to realize that I will never listen to Christmas music on the radio ever again, because I think everyone knows the dirty little secret that although All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey is a banger, the best Christmas song of all time is the NSYNC Christmas song. And the best part of the NSYNC Christmas song, which is the greatest Christmas song of all time, is the pre-chorus. And I can't play it here because we don't have the rights, but I can sing it. It goes, it's a wonderful feeling from the thought of the... They cut that part out on the radio.
Why?
Why? I don't know. But the only reason I would listen to Christmas music on the radio is to catch the NSYNC Christmas song, and they cut the best part out of it anyway. So I will not be listening to Christmas music on the radio ever again. I'll just do it my Spotify.
Sorry this dismays you.
Thank you.
I don't know. Maybe we have to do a future show about our favorite Christmas songs.
Get me Jay Towers right now. Put an end to this madness.
A few years ago, you could. He did a show downstairs. Right.
I missed my chance. I bet you when he was here, he didn't cut out the best part of the NSYNC Christmas song.
Of course not. Jay would never do anything like that.
It's out of his hands. It's all the corporate overlords.
That's right.
All right, Dave. I need a palate cleanser. Let's get into your stack of stuff.
Well, let's return to our good friend Elon Musk, because their first story has to do about Twitter and the plans.
How embarrassing.
The plans to charge people to keep that check mark for verification.
Yeah.
The blue check mark.
What are we thinking about this?
Well, it's an $8 monthly charge,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. An $8 month subscription plan to keep that check mark to show that you're verified.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
And he put out this weird tweet like the gods and peasants era is over. Power to the people. If you're charging $8 a month for something that used to be free, that's not power to the people.
No.
No. So the Harris poll decided to put out a survey, and the results say that half of Twitter users would not pay to use the site.
They wouldn't, but I can actually see there are a lot of shabby wannabe influencers out there who I think would pay the $8.
Yeah, it says here, among Twitter users, millennials, men, and Black and Hispanic Americans reported being more likely to pay the subscription fee in the survey.
Right.
So these are your people that are more likely to pay this subscription fee. Now, just to have that blue check mark that people worked so hard to get verified to try to, you know, make sure that there's so many fake Twitter accounts with reporting news, so...
Well, I think, and I've seen a lot of people, I guess, upset because there have been folks who have been spoofed on Twitter or had fake accounts made and had people tweeting stuff as them. And I can understand that gripe. However, I think most legitimate celebrities, most legitimate journalists, most legitimate public figures probably will not pay that $8. They'll probably be another... People are going to find another way to verify their ID without an $8 a month charge.
It says here that the survey found that more Twitter users think that Musk will have a positive impact, increasing free speech on the internet and freedom of the press compared to people who don't use the platform, while Generation Z users, however, believe Musk will have a negative impact on Twitter's product quality, freedom of the press, profitability, and free speech on the internet.
I mean, it's pure profit for Elon Musk, because it's a brand new source of revenue. It's not like he's charging more for something. He's charging for something that he wasn't charging for before.
How many people were on that Twitter Blue or whatever that thing was?
I don't even know what Twitter Blue was.
This was a tweet. This was a
for sad people.
It was like
the Twitter Blue Man Group.
It was for extra things on the platform. I think I didn't really quite understand it. So he didn't say he was getting rid of Twitter Blue. He was just adding this subscription fee.
I mean, I think there could be things on Twitter that people would pay for. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's Patreons, there's OnlyFans accounts, there's premium content on Instagram.
Is Patreon just one website?
I think so.
Like OnlyFans,
yeah.
Or Instagram. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if the interface is, but yeah, essentially
it's
what
just one service.
Yeah, and you're charging for bonus content or something.
Gotcha.
But I do think that a lot of people will end up paying $8 for that check mark just because if you scroll through Instagram or TikTok, there's a lot of people out there trying to make a career out of being a social media personality. And I think there's a lot of people who feel like that check mark is going to add a lot of credibility and validation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
Oh, it's my top. Okay. Did you guys know that there are certain states that give paid time off for voting?
What?
Yeah. In Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, District of Columbia, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland.
Wow, there's quite a few.
Yeah, but of course, not on the list is Michigan.
Hmm. We should change that.
I agree. I mean, if nothing else, if it's not a paid day off, I think it should be a civic holiday. And I know there's a lot of people out there, well, you can vote on the weekend with early voting and stuff, but I mean, I don't know.
This holiday idea is great.
Yeah.
And it goes in with your modus operandi because you're a festive person.
That's true.
Go on.
Thank you. I feel seen.
I want you to feel seen.
But I remember, I'm trying to think.
I want you to feel seen too, Dave.
Very woke.
I think it was the primary during COVID time.
Mm.
My polling location got moved because they wanted to have less.
It was on wheels.
I had to chase it.
Whoa, there goes my polling station.
I said,
if
you can't catch me, you're disenfranchised.
Somebody's polling my polling station. Wow.
But I think it was the primary during COVID, and the municipalities were trying to they were short-staffed, and they wanted to have less locations open to cut down on the spread or something. And so I remember instead of two polling places being at a certain location, there were like six.
Mm.
So the lines were super long.
Oh.
And I mean, if there's good voter turnout on the day of and you have to wait an hour or two and you have to worry about being late for work.
Oh, it ruins your whole day.
And a lot of people might get out of okay, well, do I vote or do I risk getting in trouble losing my job?
They're, right.
Those people get disenfranchised.
They're making a sacrifice that they shouldn't have to do.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, you can vote on the weekend. You can drop your ballot off on the weekend. But it's not super convenient to get these absentee ballots.
No,
so,
I won't have it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if companies should be forced to pay for that day off, but they should at least be expected to at least have some leeway with their employees or just give them the day off overall.
I want to know why every day in the mail I'm getting something from Voter Research that is just a chart of when I did vote and when I did not vote over
you
the past
bringing that
over
up.
The past elections.
It's very boring when you bring that.
Like,
up.
Why am I getting this every day? Like why do you care?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care.
No,
exactly.
Stop bringing it up.
No, I want to know why I get this. Everyone. Why I'm getting this in the mail every day?
It's boring.
Yeah,
for you to bring it up.
I don't know. Bring it in. I would like to examine this.
I'm going
to
bring it in. You can see when I voted, when I didn't vote. Who cares?
Please don't.
Yeah.
It's boring.
I
what bores you about it?
Yeah, I just just the way you say it.
Who opens their mail anymore?
How important it is to you.
It's not that important. It's annoying.
I know, but the fact that you bring it up is boring to me.
I've got so many bills and collections just because I can't be bothered to open my mail. It's quite a an inconvenience.
Now you stop talking about it.
Yeah.
This is boring me.
Well, look, I'm sorry, Rich.
I like this new Rich.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of drugs you're on.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
That you're hiding behind those sunglasses.
Yeah, the sunglasses, the fake cigarettes.
Stop talking. This is boring.
Rich is trying something this week. I can't put my finger on it.
I like it.
But it's like he came in on Monday and said, all right, I'm going to slightly alter my personality.
Whoa! Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I like this. I like this hardcore Rich.
Okay, cool.
There's no BS, Rich.
No BS.
I like it.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, see you, Rich. Next topic, Richard. No, I'm sorry. Now you got me flustered. Next topic, Dave.
You messed him up.
Yeah. I got you flustered.
Look, Rich, just because you've got a badass shirt with a laser disc on it doesn't mean you can talk to me any type of way.
Well, Rich, hopefully this...
I did Science Olympiad for 2 years!
Hopefully, Rich...
Who do you think you're talking to?
This topic won't bore you, Rich.
That's
well, I'll be the judge of that.
I thought of you instantly when I saw this
story.
Wasn't
that the premise of the show? Dave bores Mike and Rich every week.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So
we're having a good time.
A Texas woman made a spooky discovery about her rental home in Gainesville after several renters claimed it was haunted.
Gainesville, Texas?
Gainesville, Texas. Okay. Linda Hill, the owner of the house of Hill House Manor.
Oh, Hill House.
Told Jesse Walters Primetime. I assume this is a show on Fox.
If your house is Hill House, it is haunted.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Rule of thumb.
She said that she was taking a shower when she heard someone say, looking good.
Ooh.
All right. And she thought it was her husband.
She left her camera on Teams up.
All right, because she was the only one in the house. They were the only ones in the house. However, it was not her husband making the comments. She said it was a hooker ghost.
Ooh.
A hooker ghost.
Yes, a hooker ghost.
I'd like to know more about that.
She says that...
how do you know what a ghost's occupation is?
Oh, that's a good
apparently,
question. Did it tell her?
They have multiple ghosts that haunt this rental.
It's a
they have
door of
kid ghosts.
Yeah.
They have old people ghosts.
Yeah.
They have old guy ghosts. And they've got hooker ghosts.
Cool.
Do these ghosts get charged the human rate on Airbnb?
Well, what's interesting about it is it says here the most common type of ghost that comes to this rental is the hooker ghost.
Yeah.
Wow.
According to this lady.
Does she turn tricks with humans or other ghosts?
She said that people have said that they have felt somebody stroking their face, stroking their arm, or touching their shoulder.
Wow.
All right?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
She says that the only problem with the hooker ghosts is that they can't collect. There's
the
no way
problem.
To collect the
right.
money.
Oh.
I still want to know
but
what evidence they have that this ghost is a hooker.
Because
if nobody's paying the ghost for hooker services, then it's no longer a hooker.
Well, apparently she feels that people have said that they've been touched in weird ways. And she said
and so she's just jumped to the conclusion
that
the hooker ghost.
And she also says that the hooker ghost is trying to stir up business for the rental
property.
This
sounds very puritanical to me. Just because somebody is physically affectionate does not make them a hooker. I know she lives in the deep red state of Texas, but, you know, it's 2022, lady.
So the rental has become very popular because of the paranormal activity, and they're trying, and they're investigators, ghost hunters, I assume, trying to figure out what's going on with the hooker ghost phenomena.
Right. You got some horny paranormal investigators.
Those are my favorite kind, by the way.
Well, I guess just thought that Rich would want to go down and investigate for sure and see if he could find the hooker ghost.
I don't like moving, but I'd be willing to listen to somebody report back to me.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you need to apologize to Rich.
Not at all.
For assuming that
he doesn't need to apologize. That's okay. He knows not what he does.
Yeah,
because Rich knows that. I don't know. Is it? You don't mind ghosts? It's the other paranormal things you don't like, right?
No, I don't. You know, I'm not huge on ghosts. I wouldn't want to interact with one.
Here's the problem.
So hooker ghost's not your bag.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I might be into that.
Here's the problem.
I kind of figured.
With the news media, Dave.
Yeah, you're right. You were right about that. I'd be into a hooker ghost.
All right. So this lady, she just tells the news station, this ghost is a hooker and there's no follow-up questions. What happened to intellectual...
No, there's other ghosts. There's young ghosts. There's old ghosts. There's guy ghosts. And there's the hooker ghost.
According to this lady, but nobody's followed up or
well, that's
asked...
why they're sending the investigators there, Mike. Don't you listen to what that the story says?
To vet the
they're investigating
ghost.
It.
They're going to vet the hooker
she
ghost.
She said the most common ghost
Excuse
is
me,
the
alleged hooker ghost.
Hooker ghost. The alleged hooker ghost.
All right, well, Dave. To, yeah.
All right.
That's it. I wasn't going to bust this out, but it's time for the nuclear option.
Wow! I didn't know that was a part of the show!
I have some very exciting news.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. On Friday, November 11th, mark your calendars.
This is news to me. I don't know what you're going to say. I have no idea what's coming out of his mouth. Do you know, Dave?
It's
I don't know.
It's the official opening of Wayne County Light Fest.
Oh, how did we not know?
Yes.
Hey, is it going to have power?
I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
Why do we really have to revisit this? You want to talk about that story on the voter mail? We have to bring up the Light Fest every year, too, right?
Right.
Well, it agitates you. And see, to us, that's entertaining.
Right.
And what was really great, though, was you were such a good sport last year.
Yes, I was.
And remember, we even forgot to invite Dave.
Right.
We got all excited.
So 3 years ago, we posted a picture. Because Dave hates everything other than watching his little horsey football team lose, you know? Nothing else in this world brings Dave joy. So here in Detroit, we have this wonderful tradition called the Wayne County Light Fest.
Wonderful tradition, yeah.
It's brought joy to families for generations. Mm-hmm. Ever since Thomas Edison
invented electricity.
Ever since.
Yeah.
He invented electricity
he did
for the Wayne
for
County.
Light
right,
Fest.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then everything else was just peripheral. So Dave, for some reason, he hates joy. And he always talks about how much he hates the Wayne County Light Fest. So I posted on a Downriver Michigan Facebook group, if this gets 3 likes, I'll go to the Wayne County Light Fest. It got like 1,000 likes.
Yeah, that did some great numbers.
And
I
then for
say.
3 years, we're like, okay, Dave, you got to pay due on the Wayne County Light Fest. And last year, we planned it. Well, Rich and I planned it. I forgot to tell Dave. But then I called Dave in the last second and said, all right, we're going to the Wayne County Light Fest. And then we go there. And just the city blocks of the Wayne County Light Fest were out of power. Everything else was open.
And I wasn't even the most disappointed in the car.
No.
You weren't disappointed. You
no,
were happy.
You were very happy.
Well, you both thought it was funny.
I did think it was funny.
It was our other friend.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Who was like, I devastated.
Yeah, he
was
took
crestfallen.
That. Yeah, he took that too seriously.
So we can attempt to go again this year. Hopefully.
Yes!
Hopefully it'll be a little bit better planned.
I'm gonna rent a Turo, a car.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah,
and
we're gonna all pile
as
in.
As long as Rich could drive.
Not me, I'm not gonna go.
As long as Rich could drive.
Yeah.
No, you have to go and you have to drive.
What do you mean I have to drive?
No, you have to drive.
I have to drive, Dave. When you rent off Turo, you the person.
Oh
puts,
yeah. No, put yeah. put Rich as a co-signer.
No, don't co-sign.
Look,
I didn't know you could do
Dave.
That. Go sign me, right.
Don't tell me how to celebrate the birth of my Lord, okay?
Oh,
all right, you heard it. Dave said we can go through the Wayne County Life Fest this year.
I mean, listen, I seem to do a lot of things that are a waste of time in my life. We might as well just add it to the list.
Dave has given up.
Such a serious, Dave.
You know.
Oh my gosh!
It was when I gave up on life when I really embraced the Wayne County Life.
How
Fest.
Much alcohol can we bring on this trip?
I mean, if you're not driving, you can get as plowed as you want.
Rich, what do you? Oh, I know what you like. So
what
I'll
do
make
I
sure
like?
That, Cosmopolitans, margaritas.
I'm not big on margaritas.
Rich likes nipple bangers.
I like.
What's that drink that you like at that one restaurant? The cranberry?
He likes brandy.
Oh, yeah. I like blackberry
Sherry.
Brandy.
Blackberry brandy. That's
right. Yeah, blackberry brandy's good stuff.
All right, Dave. Next topic.
All right, so this story is hilarious. So
I'm not
a lottery winner in China donned a mascot costume to claim his $30.6 million jackpot in order to keep his wife and children from finding out about the prize.
Cool.
Right. Well, I mean, I would let my wife and children know, but if I did win the lottery, I would let as little people know as possible.
So he goes in this yellow costume. He looks like a minion almost.
Yeah, cool.
He goes in this costume. He's identified only by the pseudonym L.I.
Cool.
And he has been playing these lottery numbers for 10 years and normally uses the numbers 2, 15, 19, 26, 27, 29, and 2. Why 2 at the beginning, at the end? I have no idea.
It worked.
But he recently spent $11 to buy 40 tickets bearing the lucky numbers for the same drawing, and each ticket ended up winning $765,000,
wow, so
which equals $30.6
million. Holy wow. cow.
So he showed up to collect his prize wearing a bright yellow costume and a mascot costume, and he wanted to keep it a secret from his family. Now, why would he want to keep this secret from his family? And they asked him that.
Either he's a scumbag, they're scumbags, or both. I don't know.
What he said was,
"That's a good answer.
I have not told my wife or children. I am concerned that they might feel superior to other people and will not work or study hard in the future." That was his answer to the lottery official.
Yeah, why would you work and study hard if you have $36 million?
Now, L.I. did donate some of his winnings, his lottery winnings, to some funds that support vulnerable communities in China.
Huh.
And he said he does not have plans for the rest of the money.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a great answer. He didn't want his family feeling superior to others, and they would not work hard or study in the future. So that's why he goes up with a costume. Like, well, his wife and kids aren't going to find out.
Well, I can understand not wanting them to have a sense of superiority, but the reason you work is to be able to afford to live.
That's exactly right.
So if you have enough money to live the rest of your life, why would you work?
That's a very prolific statement.
I mean, you might study. I mean, you might study, or you might pursue things that interest you, but why would you continue to work hard if you don't have to?
You mean profound.
You know, it's all about working hard. It's working smarter, not harder, right?
That's right. Oh, you taught me that.
There you go.
Life
lesson for you, Richard.
Thank you.
I don't play the
You're
lottery.
Full of them.
I don't play
and you
the
lottery. And you love them.
Lottery.
I love every one of them.
Very often.
Yeah.
But when I do,
yeah,
I'm convinced I'm going to win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've like,
seen you.
Right. I'm like, I've got five tickets. That's five times the chances. I can't lose.
Right.
And then I'm really disappointed and surprised when I don't.
You're an idiot.
You know, Rich, I think those sunglasses are changing you. What has gotten into you?
What's become of me?
What has become of you?
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
This whole persona that just wasn't here last week.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What is this?
It's how I've always been.
Are you punking us or what?
Am I punking you? What does that mean? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
All right,
where you get the...
Watch the tape from last week and watch the tape now.
You want me to do a comparison?
You're acting like a completely different person.
Tell me what to do now. I see.
No, okay. I'm just wondering what your deal is.
Oh, all right.
That's all. Is that your whole stack, Dave?
That's all I got for today, my friend. Although I did have a question for you.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And that was so...
That sounds like something you'd...
I did go trick-or-treating with my niece on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And I found that there was not a lot of people that were out going door-to-door in the traditional way that we do it on Halloween. And I'm wondering, is Halloween changed? Did you notice that in your community? Will it never be like when we were younger? What's changed?
In my neighborhood, except for our street, because we live on the last street before a busy road. But if you go into the interior of my neighborhood, it's actually still pretty busy.
Mm. Okay.
My wife and I actually had to be bowl people this year because our dog was ill, and we had to go pick her up from the vet. So we had to put up a sign that says, just take one or two. And, of course, kids aren't going to do that. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it started when we were kids. Kids would start trick-or-treating at the mall. Now they got trunk-or-treats. I think it is a little different from when we grew up because, I don't know.
Did you ever say that you were tired to your parents or your friends when you were trick-or-treating?
I mean,
my niece was like, you know, we're out for like an hour, and she's like, "I'm tired. I'm done with this. I'm over it."
She's like under 10 though.
Yeah. She is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The endurance isn't there when you're that young.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be good after 2 hours.
Yeah. Maybe it was. Maybe it's just that
I was an obese child though.
Maybe it's just that I don't. And I don't mean to laugh, but maybe I don't. Maybe it was just different. I don't remember Maybe you're right. Maybe it's all of the excitement leading up to the event, and then it's just
the anticipation.
Yeah. And then, you know, I just found it interesting that there were not a lot of people. There were a lot of I understand a lot of people maybe had their lights off and they weren't, you know,
I feel like I feel like Halloween's kind of, and it could just be the syndrome where things were better when we were children because we were children.
Yeah.
But at least
nostalgia factor.
Yes, at least in my downriver neighborhood, I feel like except for my street, it's alive and well.
Okay.
Dave, we actually have a new segment we're going to be trying here.
Whoa.
Richard has been listening to your locally famous brother on the sports talk station.
Yeah, I like that guy.
And Rich has some sports takes that he'd like to run by. Well, mostly you, because you're the sports expert.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rich, what do you got?
Let's hear it. Rich's Dave, hot sports takes.
First of all, what are we going to do to properly wed the defense and the offense together? Can these people even see what the other shoe is wearing?
And we're talking about the Lions, I assume.
Yeah.
That's true, Dave. From what I've gathered watching football, if your offense is good and your defense is good, you have a better chance of winning.
That's right.
I would say that...
How are we going to fix that?
Yeah. It's kind of...
What do we do about that,
they're
Dave?
They're kind of in a problem right now.
Yeah.
The offense is...
So you see all those turnovers a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. But that was the offense, though. The defense is just like a sieve right now. So I've never seen a worse defense in my life.
You know, Dave...
Here in Detroit. So...
if I were a football player, I would endeavor to not turn the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you turn the ball over a lot, that's a lot of wasted opportunities. Yeah. You're not going to have a whole lot of opportunities to score.
As the Lions owner said, it's not a rebuild. Mm. You know, it's a, what was the phrase she used? It is a...
Reimagining.
Yeah.
It's not a rebuild.
It's a rebranding.
It's not a rebranding.
They're constantly reinventing themselves.
It's a, I forget what she said, but there's another term. But anyway... They're having some problems right now.
Yeah,
I think
do you think they can maybe try harder?
I think they have enough. I think they're trying. I just don't think they have the talent.
Do you think maybe? Do you think maybe if more people touch the ball, they would have more fun? Is there someone on the team ball hogging?
I have a theory.
Yeah, what's your theory?
If you're good enough, you encourage turnovers. I bet you the New England patty cakes would love a chance at a turnover. Oh, now I have a chance to prove myself yet again.
I want
more turnovers if you're a good team.
I'm going to spot you three turnovers and I'm still going to win.
There you go. I'll spot you three. I'll spot you four turnovers. I'll spot you five fumbles, two recoveries, and seven turnovers.
In fact, it's our turn to try to score. Why don't you try again and then we're still going to beat you?
Oh, I like that.
You know, no one's trying that.
Now, this whole surge and repurge philosophy, haven't we had enough of that?
That's true.
Aren't you fatigued by that?
Maybe we should try something else.
We get a new coach every 6 months.
It's been since 1957.
What if they tried?
It's been like that, huh?
What if they tried this, Rich and Dave?
Talk to me.
I'm going to run this up the flagpole. What if they tried this? What if they said, okay, we're done rebuilding. Let's go try to win.
Ooh. That's not.
What if they tried that approach?
That's a pretty good strategy.
Well, it's interesting because the Lions general manager, and with their recent trade of their, T.J. Hockenson, their tight end, he said that if they're 1-6 right now, if they'd been 6-1, he still would have made the trade. So,
wow.
Okay. Mm.
That guy must feel excluded.
You know.
Yeah. I feel like my feelings would be hurt if my team got rid of me and gave me to another team. Like, what am I? What am I? Human trash?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if I like this area? What if my kids are already established? What if I like my friends on the team?
Well, not only did they trade him away to a division rival.
Oh,
I mean, that's total.
Why would you do that?
That's very SOL.
That sounds like poor strategy to me.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Dave.
Yes.
Matthew Stafford, we haven't seen much of him at all this season. Where's the guy?
He just kind of comes and goes as he pleases.
He's in L.A. He's having some struggles.
Oh, that's convenient.
He's having an elbow problem.
Oh, he's drying out somewhere.
And the Rams are doing little Caesars commercials. You know, there is such thing as the Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. When you win the Super Bowl, then the next year you kind of it's very difficult to repeat.
Right, because they had to try so hard.
It's only been a couple teams that have been able to accomplish it.
They're tired from playing all those extra games.
You have what's called the Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah.
So so the Rams are falling for that right now.
See, you would think the Lions would be a more well rested team because they haven't played as many games as the players as the teams who made the Super Bowl.
You would think.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You would think.
Run that up the flag.
Yeah. Anyway, this whole thing's I feel like the Lions are just making this whole thing more complicated than it needs to be.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right. I'm done. I got nothing left.
Who is that guy you were talking about at the beginning of the show?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. What does he do?
Who's
that man?
He's a quarterback.
Okay.
For Dave's
works at McDonald's.
Yeah, Dave's Dave's Broncos team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
He might have worked at McDonald's when he was younger.
All
I don't know.
Who's to say?
Makes the quarterbacks.
I haven't looked. I haven't looked into his employment
history.
Might
get one on my way home.
Yeah.
McDonald's today, really?
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. I know how to party.
Is that a shocking revelation?
Not Panera. Okay.
No.
Is Panera's only a lunch thing for you?
Yeah. I don't do Panera at night.
Okay.
Stimulating conversation.
What's your favorite pastry from Panera? 800-859. Let's get out of here. Bye.